News Talk 1620 WTAW, Monday afternoon, means an update on what's happening with United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison and Lindsay are here. Allison's going to kick off. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, so last week I gave an overview of United Way and how we build a stronger community through investments from community partners and community investors is what we call them, or donors. Today I want to start talking a little bit about how we make those investments in the community to create a stronger community and create impact. And so one of the ways is through our community impact grants. And I'm going to go into more detail over the next few weeks, having some partners come and talk about that are grant recipients, talking about how they're using those funds to invest. The other way is through our investment initiatives. And we have four of those. And these are programs that we invest in that we'll be a little bit more involved in a collaborative method. So we always work with a partner, somebody else who's helping us run this program to create impact. And it's specific around a specific need in our community.
This is above and beyond the 20.
This is above and beyond the 20 agencies.
Yes, exactly. So we have our 20 partner agencies through our community impact grants, and then our four partners, our four programs that we call our investment initiatives. So one of those, Lindsay's here to talk about a couple of those.
Yeah, so our first step that's kind of most pressing and most interesting is Financial Stability Innovations Fund. This is a new launch for us that we'll be releasing grant dollars with local partnership with our banks.
And define what that means.
So Financial Stability Innovations Fund is basically our answer to the financial education that's out in our community. We know that clients are in need of financial education. They need to know about budgeting, about debt management, credit, you name it, they need it. And so we've launched this in an effort to partner with our banks and partner with local agencies who are already meeting these needs, but maybe need a little bit additional funding to kind of go above and beyond for these clients. So that's going to be launching in the next few months. So watch our website for more information if you're an agency that's interested.
And something that's really cool about that is not only will it be helping supplement what these agencies are already doing, it's also going to help us measure so that we can consistently deliver services around financial education, but then also measure what we're doing. So that way we can have one number instead of everybody measuring just a little bit differently. We're working collectively on this issue and working to create a larger impact because we're doing it together.
Number two
is Volunteer Brazos Valley. And some really exciting news about this is that we're actually launching a updated volunteerbrazosvalley.org website. So we're getting a new responsive mobile friendly website. So it'll be a lot easier to use, a lot easier to manage as well. So this is our kind of match.com for volunteers. It's connecting agencies and connecting volunteers in the community that are interested in opportunities that are out there. It ranges from everything to hospice, to disaster, to after-school tutoring, you name it, there's pretty much an opportunity for it.
And this works both ways, those who are offering to volunteer and those who are looking for volunteers.
Yes, exactly. So agencies can post information on volunteerbrazosvalley.org, and then volunteers can go and seek out that information and respond to needs directly. So they can get an email directly from an agency back to say, yeah, we're welcoming you to volunteer in this opportunity, and you know, connect them with the right resources, essentially.
And next.
Our other program that we work on is 211 Texas, and we've been a partner on this for, I think, 13 years. We're going into our 14th year on this. And 211 is the three-digit dialing code that people can call for information about whatever it is that they need. So this isn't like general information, 411. If you're needing to know the number to Popeye's Chicken, that's 411. 211 is for community resources. So needing assistance in employment, finding employment, needing assistance with food, with shelter, with housing, whatever it is that you're needing assistance with, figuring out, because you don't really know what assistance you need and you don't really know where to start, it's a great number to call when you don't know who to call. So 211, answer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have amazing staff that work in there tirelessly every day, take thousands of calls a year, and respond to a lot of community needs. The last one is one of my favorites. It's called Youth Leadership Cabinet. And we'll have some cabinet members with us in a couple weeks specifically talking about one of their programs or one of their big days that they plan. And this is what we call our legacy, where we're teaching youth about civic involvement and community community engagement. We're wanting to raise the next generation of community-minded leaders. And this is a group of high school students from high schools in Bryan and College Station. There's about 40 of them from, I think we're up to 6 or 7 high schools now, right here in Bryan College Station. Yes, there are that many when you take into some of the alternative campuses or private schools. And they come together. Not often are high school students mixing with each other. They stay in programs at their school, on teams in their school, but this is something where they cross school boundaries and they work together. And they basically do a mini United Way. They do fundraisers in the fall, and then they do grants in the spring where they administer those funds that they helped raise and they put them out into the community. So again, it's about teaching youth to be involved in their community, whether that's here in Bryan College Station as they get older or whether they go off to Houston, Dallas, Washington, D.C., wherever they end up, that they end up knowing that they have a civic involvement or civic responsibility to be involved in their community. That's really our goal with our youth leadership cabinet.
And wrapping up this week's update with the invitation for next week.
Yeah, our community campaign kickoff is next week. That's a lot of noises there. Community campaign kickoff event is next week, Wednesday, September 9th, from 4:30 to 6 at Hub Collaborative. We're doing a deluxe ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce, so businesses come on out. It's going to be a fun event. And it's open to the public, no need to RSV. Hub Collaborative is on Jane Street, located just behind Bank of America, or if you know where Mad Taco is, right next door to Mad Taco. It's just going to be our time to announce our campaign goal, officially kick off campaign, that it officially starts September 1st, but we're celebrating it on September 9th. And it's going to be a fun event. We're also going to do a little fundraiser during it. You have an opportunity to get involved that day and be a part in building a stronger community and helping design good in the community.
A week from Wednesday, and again, what time?
4:30 to 6.
And we'll be back next Monday with another invitation, along with other information about United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, Allison and Lindsay with us from United Way of the Brazos Valley, uwbv.org, and also on Facebook as well. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.